Hello and welcome to another episode of A New Attitude with Lede. So today is Monday the 25th and I'm actually recording this episode on the same day that it will be released. Woot woot. My family and I, we just came back from our little trip to Jamaica, and you guys, it was amazing. It was really cool. And I feel like a mixture of happiness and just like this radiance and just this love of life right now, and also pure exhaustion. I feel like traveling with four kids really made me feel the weight of being a mom of four. Like, I feel the weight on a regular basis, but it goes to a whole nother level when you're out of your element, you're out of your routines. I'm just like exhausted. But on the other hand, I really am happy about that trip. And I feel like it unlocked a new level of things that I would like to see happen in our lives and like what I want to see for our future. So we can talk about that a little more in just a moment. I just wanted to give you guys that little update that I like to do at the beginning of these episodes. So today's podcast is going to be focusing on my artist way journey. At this point, I think I forgot what week we're on. Like, y'all, okay, we just got back yesterday. Today, I'm really struggling to get back on the routine. I'm at an eval for my son, and I'm sitting in the car. So I did not bring, like, my book. I guess I have it on my little Kindle on my phone. Let me see. Girl, let me see what week we're on. All right, I just checked. We are on week six. And week six was all about rediscovering a sense of abundance, which I feel like just works so perfectly and fits so well with the week that I just had, which was traveling to Jamaica. So what a coincidence that particular chapter landed on this week. So in this episode, I want to talk about... Gosh, let me turn off the notifications. Y'all know this phone is always trying to go off. I'm recording on my phone. Okay, so anyway, yeah, I just felt like what a coincidence that that we would be focusing on that on the same week that, you know, we traveled. So a lot of interesting things to talk about. So if you're interested in following along with this journey, then make sure that you stay tuned. If this is your first time hearing about my little book club, our little discussion talking about the artist's way, then definitely make sure that you go back and listen to old episodes. You can find all of the weeks that have led up to this journey so far on my YouTube channel, where I just share what it's been like to go through this experience, going through the artist's way, and my reflections after each week. So if you're kind of just jumping in, make sure that you catch up. And if you guys have been here and following along with the book club, then let's go ahead and talk about what's been happening this week. All right, so yeah, let's go ahead and talk about it. So one of the biggest components of this course is doing the morning pages. So this week I felt like the morning pages were a lot less guided than they have been in previous weeks. Usually there's like some thought or some thought-provoking question or prompts that we can follow, and it provided a lot of guidance for what we could be writing about. But I'm starting to feel like as we go along throughout the course, there's less and less guidance. And so I don't know if that's something that will continue as we kind of move into the remaining weeks, or if that was just this week in particular. But that was an observation, and I felt like I at least wrote about that 2 days this week, where I'm like, yep, it was nice having those prompts. And so one thing that I did write about was just thinking about, okay, well, let's think about the theme or the prompts that I enjoyed the most. Like, what were the types of questions? What were the types of things that I was thinking about and reflecting on and journaling on? So I wrote a list of things like that. So if I just kind of need a starting point or something to kind of get the juices flowing, I can kind of refer to my own list of like things that I've enjoyed writing about the most. And so I don't know if this is true or not, but I speculate, you know, because that, you know, maybe the intention behind less guidance, and we'll see, only time will tell, is that, you know, once I'm done with the 12-week course if I would like to continue the artist or the morning pages, which is something I would like to do, I'm not going to have, like, you know, journaling prompts every day. So I don't know if we're kind of being, like, weaned off of the prompts so that we can kind of learn to listen to our own internal dialogue and our own internal guidance and begin to get comfortable writing that way before the end of the course. That's what I was speculating, and that's kind of how I was justifying it and trying to, like, make myself feel better about it. It's just saying, you know, just knowing that, you know, one thing that the person who wrote the book, I need to get her name, my lord, I'm just, like, all over the place today. She was saying that, you know, from her perspective, creativity isn't something that, like, we do. It's more just, like, if you will, listening to, you know, what it is that, you know, God has for you, or listening to, like, kind of like listening to, like, the heavens, if you will. I know this sounds weird depending on where you are with your spirituality journey, just go along with me, but just kind of like listening to maybe what's going on the other side, if you will, and having the opportunity to connect with that and bringing that back here to, like, the world that we're in now. And so that's kind of like how she perceives you know, creativity and your thoughts and your consciousness and all that stuff, which is why we write, because it's giving us an opportunity to practice that listening and then bringing those things into the physical realm and the world that we're in right now. And so I was like, okay, this is a good opportunity to really practice that skill, which I know the prompts can help, but sometimes, like, you know, just being able to practice without that prompt and just writing, you know, what it is that you're hearing, you know. And I really like this perspective, honestly, because it really does take the pressure off of you as an individual to feel like you have to be the one with all the grand ideas. And you're like, because she's like, no, you know, there's an entity out there that's way bigger than you, way more creative than you, and you're just a vessel, if you will, that can help bring, you know, some of that goodness, that good energy from the other side, and bring it into the physical realm or the realm that you're in now. And so you get to be kind of like that connection point of taking things from the metaphysical world into the physical world. And so I really like that perspective, because it does take a lot of pressure off creatively when it, you feel like, nope, it's just, I need to make a daily practice of listening, and I need to get better at, you know, listening and I don't want to say translating is not the right word, but, you know, capturing and bringing those ideas and bringing it here. So anyway, so that's that. So yeah. So this week I did not do all 7 days of the morning pages. This was the first week where I did not do that. And it's primarily because I was out of town and I did not want to bring my, like, journal with me. I didn't want to, like, bring, like, you know, notebook paper. And honestly, we had a really packed week, so I didn't even want the pressure of feeling like I had to add that into our daily routine. But I did use the morning pages before we left. I was working through some emotions that I had for the trip. You guys may have heard me reference this in previous podcasts, but traveling as a family of six has not always been something that I've been the greatest at doing. Prior to this trip, I've been, like, really unorganized. And so not only is it difficult to travel with a family of six, but when you add, like, the fact that I didn't really know what I was doing in terms of, like, planning, preparation, and things like that to the mix, it was just, like, a disaster, and it left me with a lot of stress. And so I was really trying my best not to take our past experiences with traveling as a family of six and projecting it into this trip. I really wanted to create, you know, a space internally of, like, a fresh start, newness, you know, some of that old drama and old energy, we're not bringing it here. And so I had to really work through a lot of my old, like, feelings and things like that I guess I never really finished processing. And so what did that look like? That looks like me doing, like, affirmations. I couldn't think of my own affirmation, so I did go and I was, like, Googling, like, travel affirmations, and I was reading until I found one that, like, I don't know, that I just connected with. And it was just about, you know, allowing myself to be relaxed and allowing myself to enjoy the journey. So I did my affirmation thing where you have to write that affirmation out 10 times and just, like, really be in the moment and really like feel that and really resonate in that energy. And then as I was doing that, I was observing my thoughts, you know, what's coming up? Are there blurts coming up? And there were, you know, you guys know one of the biggest ones was that you guys know that my kids have food allergies, and traveling internationally, it's a lot more challenging to get access to foods that I know that I can trust, foods that they eat all the time. It's a lot more challenging to get access to that kind of stuff. And you can't, like, I was under the impression that I couldn't travel with, like, home-cooked meals because, you know, you can't take, like, meat or fresh, you know, produce or anything like that from your country into another country. So this was my first time being in a situation where I didn't have, like, a Walmart down the street. Like, you know, I know exactly what my kids can eat at Walmart and so, or any grocery store that I'm familiar with. And so I'm really... That was one thing that was really stressing me out. Like, can I keep my kids safe? And so, you know, after you do your affirmation, you listen for any blurts that are coming up. You usually end off by taking that uncomfortable thought and seeing if there's a way that you can change it or adjust it so that, you know, it feels, or reframe it so that it feels like a better thought or it feels encouraging. And so I chose to reframe it by, you know, just speaking life into this trip. Like, my God did not bring these children into this world to live in captivity. Like, I know that they have these food allergies, but I don't believe that, you know, that God wanted them to be trapped and not able to explore, not able to just be able to experience the wonders of the world that he created. I don't believe that my God wanted, you know, us to use food allergies as an excuse for these kids not to get out and to not to travel and not to explore his creations and things like that. And so I just had to like keep like reaffirming that in myself, like, you know, these kids don't deserve to be just cooped up in a little box all the time because of these food allergies, you know. And then also having to remind myself that, you know, God gave us the ability to like problem solve. And so any other circumstance that I've been in with these kids, we've always been able to problem solve. We've always been able to find a way. So even though I don't know exactly how things are going to go once we get into this country, I know that I've done what I can do in terms of preparation. I know that I've thought this through. I know that I've packed every single thing that I believe that I am allowed to travel with internationally. And I've really put a lot of thought into this, and I've literally done what I can do. Everything else that feels up in the air, like, I have no control over that. And so really having to believe that, like, any other situation I've been in with these kids, we've been able to problem solve it. You know, we've been able to find a way to make things work. And I don't believe that this situation would be any different. So there was just a lot of journaling about that and a lot of like working through that and just, you know, finding peace in my soul that these kids were going to be okay, because that honestly was giving me a lot of anxiety as we were leading up to it. And you know, things did work out and the kids were okay, and things that we were concerned about, we found solutions to, and it was able to work out. So that was what I spent a lot of time journaling on. Another concept that we talked about this week that, like I said, was perfect timing in the intro, was just this whole concept of adding extravagance and luxury to your life. Yeah, she was just really saying that, and I really like the way that she said this. Once again, it depends. I know where you are kind of like in your spirituality journey, where some of this might come off kind of weird to you, and that's okay. Like, you know, I know, like, I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea when it comes to, like, thoughts and stuff on this. But she was just talking about, like, how, you know, from her perspective, she believes that, you know, she doesn't believe that God is, like, stingy. You know, God is extravagant. And the example that she used was just, like, think about, like, things that we enjoy in nature, like a beautiful flower. You know, God could have just gave us like 10 flowers in the whole world that we all had to share. But no, he gave us like fields of roses and fields of like beautiful flowers and just beautiful things in this world. And a lot of it, you know, for us to be able to enjoy and to explore and things like that. And so she was like, anytime you feel like, you know, you're like holding yourself back from doing something that you want to do or doing something that feels like extravagant, that's not coming from God. Like, that's what she said. That's her thought. You know, that's coming from some self-imposed limitations, some self-imposed restrictions that you're putting on yourself. And, you know, you really need to learn how to allow yourself to experience abundance. And she furthermore stated that, you know, abundance doesn't always have to mean like expensive. Like, abundance doesn't always have to mean, you know, going into debt. You know, you can do little things that feel extravagant to you, that feel like abundant to you, that don't cost a lot of money. And like, it's like even that type of stuff you don't allow yourself to do, and like really exploring why and how can you take a step to add some extravagance into your life, some abundance into your life. So for me, like, it's just crazy how this week lined up with this trip, because this was definitely like way out of our element, definitely something that I personally have never done before, and it was like really cool. And honestly, something that maybe, you know, if it wasn't for just my husband's encouragement, something that I probably would not have, maybe something I would not have signed up for, you know, initially, because it kind of felt like really extravagant. And I'm like, I don't know about this, you know, it just felt like a lot, you know. And so, one thing that I spent the morning pages thinking about is like ways that I could add extravagance and luxury to my life without, you know, having to spend a ton of money. Like, we won't be able to take trips to Jamaica, you know, every single year. But like, what are some other things? And girl, I even thought of something like so small. I don't know if you ever see those influencers who, you know, they be making themselves like breakfast, or they make themselves a smoothie, and it just feels like way over the top. Like, it's just like, I would love to have that kind of life where I just take small things and make it feel extravagant and luxury. But I always feel like I don't have the energy for this. But this week I found myself being like, wait a minute. Nope. One of our goals this week is to add more luxury to your life. So I made a smoothie, and instead of drinking it in my regular Shark, you know, little container that I use in my little Shark mixer thing, I poured it into a nice little mason jar, put me a nice little straw in there, and girl, I tore that little protein smoothie up. Sometimes it's like hit or miss with me with smoothies, but seeing something about the presentation, you know, made me feel like, okay, this is, you know, it's a little fancy or whatever. And so that's one thing that I know that I am guilty of. Like, I see people doing things that look like over the top and extravagant, like on Instagram, and I just feel like, oh, that looks like too much work for me. And I just like cut myself off or limit myself, and I don't really allow myself to like enjoy things that feel like extra, you know. And so this week I really had to like challenge myself and be like, no, you know. And then one thing that she also challenged us to do is just to even just research and look into how much are the things that you want to do, because sometimes you be just saying that, oh, it's too expensive, I can't do it, but you haven't really done your due diligence, you haven't really like looked into it to see like what are the options. And I'm like, I'm guilty of that as well. Like, I will cut myself off and be like, oh, yep, that's too expensive, we can't afford it, without even looking into like, are there other ways, are there other options, you know. So yeah, just thinking about like, what are things that I see from other people that, you know, that inspire me, that I feel like, wow, that's really nice, like, you know, and too bad I can't do that. And being like, well, why can't you, you know, especially if it's something like small. So I talked about putting my drink in a little smoothie cup. When we were in Jamaica, one thing that we did in the morning is that we had these ladies, and they made like breakfast for us and stuff. And just the presentation was just so nice. And one thing that I experienced for the first time was like drinking tea from like one of those like very traditional looking like tea sets. And I was like, sis, I'm ordering me a tea set as soon as I get back home. Don't you ever give me no tea and no regular coffee cup ever again. Like, because I'm going to make the tea in the tea little teapot, and I'm going to pour myself tea in the morning, you know. And that little kit is on Amazon for like $30. So it's just like little things like that. If it makes you feel, you know, some type of way, if it makes you feel like you're extra, it makes you feel abundant, like, what is the big deal about spending the $30 on it, you know, so that you can have that, you know, have that experience. Like, being extra, being extravagant, being luxurious doesn't always have to be spending tons of money. You know, she even said if you need to go to a thrift store to, you know, go get your little tea set and have something special for you that makes you feel like, you know, spark something, and you go do that. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money, but do think about how to be accepting and be open to allowing extravagance into your life. And that really resonated with me, because I know that typically that is something that I can easily block and deny myself. And I really felt challenged to be like, no. And like, why? Especially like if it's something that, you know, is like $20, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just a little bit of effort and time or whatever, or even if it's more. So one of the activities that she encouraged us to do that I did not was basically like tracking the money that you're spending. And I think the intention behind that was just to help you see that sometimes like you be spending your money on things that you really don't want. Because you think it's cheap and you think it's affordable. Meanwhile, if you like nix maybe some of those expenses, you know, that you really don't want or that you really don't need, and you're aware of that, maybe you can actually divert that towards something that you really want, but you've been denying yourself, you know? And so, even if it's just like, she said, one of the people that for her case studies or whatever, just bought like a magazine, like, you know, like a magazine subscription. Like, Lord knows, I like refused to like sign up for one of those. And then I looked at the price and I was like, that sounds like something I would like an inspirational magazine or something like that. And I looked at the price and I'm like, really? I just be denying myself stuff that, you know, in the grand scheme of things is really not that much. And so, I don't know. And I think for me, it's a little bit of like upbringing and things like that. And, I'm grateful to be in a position in life where, you know, it's not like it was when I was growing up, but sometimes I do think that I struggle with bringing that like mentality, like with me of, you know, of having to like deny myself and kind of feeling like a situation of like being in lack. And that's something that I definitely want to like work on, especially when it's something that's, you know, financially feasible for me. Like, you know, if it's something small that makes me feel like a spark, and just being able to like accept that and that into my life. Because it's like, if you can accept abundance with the small things, it just allows you to accept greater and greater abundance into your life. Because, you know, that's the goal, at least for me, that's the goal with all of this, is to, you know, share my creativity and hopefully be able to experience abundance because of that. And so it's like, get used to accepting abundance now, sis, because you got to be able to accept it in the small ways. And then, you know, in order to be able to, put yourself in a position to accept it in larger ways. So that was pretty cool. The last thing I guess that I want to talk about was, she always encourages us to look for synchronicity. Like if you say you want something, just kind of watching and being aware of how like things start to align to help you accomplish that goal. And sometimes we be saying we want stuff and then we are presented with opportunity, and like we don't take up on it. We don't really do the actions to show that we actually wanted that thing. So she's just, you know, really inspires us to be on the lookout for synchronicity. And so I did notice it this week, because another kind of like major blurt, and I don't think this is going to be just the blurt of the week, because a lot of these blurts, I work through them and then like that's the end of that, you know. But this, I have this one blurt that's persistent, that's nagging, that I came into the artist's way already struggling with. And I really hope that by the end of this 12 weeks, I will finally have some resolution with it. But that is this insane like writer's block. And I've been kind of talking to you guys about that prior to this week, where I want to make like a editorial calendar and have a plan for what I want to talk about. But then, girl, or even just like knowing, what am I going to talk about? I don't even know what the next episode, you know, is going to be of this podcast. And that drives me crazy. Like, I want to be able to know ahead of time, like what I'm supposed to talk about. And most of the content I did that come to me is because like I'm inspired in the moment, I create in the moment. And I really would like to be in a place where like I just have a plan, you know, for the next, I know what I'm going to talk about for the next 12 weeks and just be ready to execute so I can get organized. But like sometimes I feel like stuck with that. And so I was writing about that, and I'll be dang, as soon as I got done writing about the frustration that I feel with, like, not being able to, like, plan out ahead of time and, like, not feeling like I have any good, like, ideas and things like that, I came across a podcast from Seth Godin, and I wasn't even looking for it. It just popped up on my podcast feed, and it was like, writer's block isn't real. And I listened to it, and I was like, dang. And basically, the whole premise of the episode was just that we're not allowing the bad thoughts to come out. Like, and I know this, and I've heard this so many times, but it's just reaffirming to me, like, I need to really take this seriously. If you feel like you have writer's block, you feel like you don't have good ideas, it's because you're not letting the bad ideas out. Like, it's a good idea to make a regular practice of doing the creative thing that you want to do, and just knowing that those ideas can be refined and made better over time, and understanding that everything that comes out of your mouth does not have to be, like, a work of art or the, like, most grand or thought-provoking thing you've ever said, you know? It's okay to let, quote-unquote, not-so-great ideas come out, because then it makes space for the ideas that, you know, that you truly love and that you truly enjoy. It allows those to come out as well. And so if you're trying to, like, hold in the not-so-great ones just to let the great ones come out, like, you're and waiting for the great ones to come out, you're not going to make it very far. And some of the most creative people in this world who had, like, the most creativity, you never really got to see all the, you know, behind the scenes attempts and all the things that they produced that weren't so great. Hold on, my baby's coming out. I'm gonna put you guys on pause. Hi guys, it's me. I'm back. And I think I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this episode up. I was actually sitting outside while my son was doing his evaluation, and he's back now, and I have completely lost my train of thought. So I think I pretty much said everything that I wanted to say. So thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. If you are doing the artist way, definitely feel free to reach out and let me know how you're doing. I need to find, like, a central place for us to, like, chit chat and stuff. It used to be YouTube, and honestly, like, I'm still there on YouTube, but, like, I know everybody in podcast land is not on YouTube. So maybe Instagram. Maybe I'll, like, make a weekly post where you can kind of share your thoughts and stuff like that too. I would love to know how you guys are doing and, like, what your experience has been like over this last week. And yeah, like, and what are you guys' thoughts on this whole, like, adding extravagance to your life? And have you identified ways that you can add extravagance in your life in a way that's, like, reasonable and that will work with your budget, and just something small that you can do to feel, like, a little extra fancy and to feel a little abundant? So let me know what you guys are working on. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode, and I would really, really love if you would support the growth of this podcast by subscribing, liking, doing all the things. And if you want to share, like, your favorite part on this episode or any episode on Instagram, if you tag me, I will give you a shout out and I'll tag you back in my Instagram stories as well. So yeah, let's work together to share the podcast. You know, I know that there's other working moms out there who, you know, are looking for just balance and a way to balance and juggle all the things, and, you know, having an enjoyable motherhood journey. And like I say in almost every episode, this is not coming from a place of I have my life together. It's just coming from a place of I'm on the journey with you, girl, and let's chat and talk and, you know, share our lessons with each other and learn and grow together here in this community. All right, thank you so much, and I will see you guys in the next one.